First of all, Lee, what a start to your time here at Barnes. It was just what you were looking for the weekend, I presume.
Yeah, well chuffed. Of course, it was important to get the monkey off the back with the first win. No better time to get it than the first game in charge. Really pleased with the players because although we didn't have to change too much after two good results, a slight tweak to the formation and the tactical mindset worked and they produced it on the day. Scored a good goal and defended resolutely. So I think we sent our travelling fans home happy.
It's not an easy place to go and get a result down there, is it?
It's very difficult. I mean, they've been on a really good run as well. I think that it was unbeaten in eight before that game and five or six of those were wins. So it was always going to be a tough place to go, particularly with the players having played 30 minutes with 10 men on the Tuesday night and Gillingham not having a game. So it was always going to be a case of making sure that we stayed nice and solid and took our chance or chances when we got them.
You pressed really well. Is that something that you want to make almost a focal point of this team, that you're not going to give opposition sides much time on the ball?
Well, it's very important and it's easy actually to talk about pressing, but what you've got to do is recognise the triggers on the pitch, and the players have got to learn to recognise those pressing triggers. And it's different in different games. You might play Bradford, for example, that are a bit more direct, getting the ball forward, and you have to apply pressure a little bit earlier. It might be a side that's a total football side that you have to make sure that you usher teams into a certain area of the pitch before you press. And what was very good from the players on Saturday was I felt we really exploited their weaknesses, which was as the full-back advanced, we managed to win the ball, recognise the triggers and quickly play the right side or left side midfielder and get a good break on. And we had three or four breaks that really could have led to goals and was unfortunate not to make our tally a bit bigger on the day.
Is there something you learnt about this team in actually seeing them and managing them for the first time compared to the training in the week and when you've played them perhaps as the Oldham boss previously?
Yeah, well, generally it was positive. There's still parts of the play, of course, that I'd like to implement, and I would like us to be a bit smoother on the ball, a bit more comfortable, a bit more relaxed, particularly at home where teams will probably come and set up to defend and then break pretty much like we did at the weekend. And you have to balance off playing away from home, playing at home, and it's up to the players really to get their best game out, and that's all they can do. Of course we've got a structure and we'll go out of a game plan, but good players make good decisions and they've got to make good decisions on the day. On Saturday there was a lot of good decisions being made, both defensively and offensively.
You've got a young goalkeeper who's not played an awful lot of first-team football, yet has got three clean sheets in the last three games. Just how much credit do you think he deserves?
Well, I think there was one save in particular on Saturday that kept us in the game. And I do feel that your goalkeeper needs to be that sort of spiritual leader, if you like. If you think of the great goalkeepers throughout time, your Schmeichels and your Siemens and people like that, they have got that aura about them. And to be honest, I've only seen him at close hand in two games. He's been excellent, and I know he had a very good reputation. I actually tried to sign him when I was at Oldham and lost out to Barnsley, so it's not a secret, his qualities, and it's good for him because he's now got the opportunity to showcase them, and so far he's taken that chance.
What is the situation with Ross Turnbull, obviously the veteran goalkeeper within the squad? Is he going to be able to come back before the end of the season?
Well, probably not. Like we just talked about, he's got sort of a back problem and may or may not need to be operated on. But we have to make sure that, obviously, via the doctor and the physios at the club and the specialist, that we do what's right for the player, really. And you can flog a dead horse sometimes and, do you know what I mean, keep pushing and pushing them. But particularly with a goalkeeper and a back, it's very difficult because, of course, they're spending half their time flinging themselves around, and if you can't train at the tempo like you play, it's always going to be difficult to go and produce top performances with managing a back injury. So it's probably a case of let's get him looked after properly, and whenever he's ready, he's ready.
So if he's not going to come back, then do you put your faith in Adam and Christian Dibble, who's the other goalkeeper here, or are you going to look at potentially bringing another one in?
Well, at the moment I feel like we're fine. Obviously, of course, you judge and assess day by day, week by week. But certainly at the moment, both goalkeepers have impressed me. and we don't need to particularly bring anybody in. Of course, we'll keep monitoring the market, and we'll have options if we get an injury or something like that. But at the moment, let's give these boys a chance. And of course, as is shown, he's taking it.
Sam Winnall, how close is he? Is he going to be back in the squad for this game?
Yeah, he's very close. He's chomping at the bit. Probably could have involved him on Saturday had it been at home. We would have involved him. He's looked good. He's looked sharp in training. Touch wood that there'll be no sort of reoccurrence of the injury, and really that was the key. We just felt we probably just needed to give him an extra 2 or 3 days training, really for the greater good. I'd rather have a fit flying Sam Winnall 100% for the last sort of 13 games and maybe 80% for the last sort of 14, 15 games. And he's been good, and I've enjoyed the short period I've had with him.
It must be a real bonus for a new manager to have a player like that coming back into your squad. The amount of goals he scored last season for Scunthorpe, started so well here after making that summer move, to potentially have him between now and the end of the season would be a big plus.
A massive plus. I mean, he's one of our top players, of course, and more importantly, he's full of enthusiasm. You can see the way he trains, the way he plays. He gives the crowd a lift, he gives the players a lift, he's hungry, and that's what you want. He's got good pedigree, and he's had a good season. Of course, a little bit frustrated with his injuries recently, and it's never good when you get a hamstring injury like that, but like a new signing, really, into the second half of the season, and one to give everybody a real boost.
Where are Peter Ramage and Dale Jennings at the moment in terms of their fitness?
Yeah, well, Jennings is ready to be involved in the squad. He's okay. Ramage is probably going to be out for a couple of weeks at least, maybe 10 to 20 days. You've got to be careful with that because, again, it's the thigh and it's a muscle, and sometimes the players actually think that they're okay and they're not. Obviously, Ramage is an experienced enough professional and he's a good guy, so he'll understand his body probably a little bit more than the younger players, but there has got to be a certain healing process for certain injuries, and we have to make sure, again, that we keep as many fit bodies available as possible, especially someone like Rambo, who's clearly a leader of men.
Is Jennings a good challenge for you coming to this football club? Because we all know what he's capable of. I mean, he signed for Bayern Munich previously in his career, and yet finding that level of consistency, like with so many players who play that position, it's not always easy, is it?
Well, the one thing I would say is you can't be a prisoner of your past, and I think Geno's got to take this as a sort of new dawn, a new beginning, if you like, and make sure that he, for his own benefit, becomes the best he can be, physically and mentally. He's undoubted talent. He's got the potential to be one of the best players in the division, as far as quality, as far as speed off the mark, and he will fit into the way I want to play. But of course, the way I want to play also involves pressing at a really high tempo, being at your fittest, at your peak, to go and affect the game and influence it, to basically get as much of his ability out as possible. And the challenge really is with himself, to make sure that rather than sort of cameos, can he get to a point where he's the best player on the pitch every game or 3 times out of 5? And of course, there's many different elements to that. You've got the mindset that you move into, you've got the fitness element, you've got the confidence element, you've got the trust. And if he can get all that and tick all those boxes, it would, again, almost be like a new signing for the club.
You've got your first win. You want your first home win next, don't you?
Yeah, of course. And it would be great to get a home win. The fans have been excellent for me since I've been here. A lot of well wishes, both personally and on social media and bits, things like that. So I thank everybody for that. And of course, I'm keen to make a good impression. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. And do you know what I mean? I want to endear myself to the public and the people of Barnsley.
And it is a club with genuine momentum at the moment. The 3 victories, people are looking up at the table now instead of downwards, and the opportunity is there, isn't it, between now and the end of the season?
You've always got an opportunity in football, haven't you? I think sometimes perception can be swayed a little bit too much by wins and losses. The reality is it's going to be a very tough game on Tuesday night. at our very best, we've got a good chance of winning it. If we drop off our best, we've got a good chance of losing the game. So it's up to us and up to the players, the staff and the players, to make sure that we're at it, and to make sure we come flying out the blocks and go and achieve what would be a massive 3 points. And like we say, somebody's going to come out of the pack, and why not it be us?
A final thought on Coventry, another side that have changed managers, obviously. What kind of a challenge does it present when you're playing a team that has recently changed that? Because we saw here, I mean, the manager leaves, first result wasn't too good, but then they win the next two games, and sometimes you do see that jolt, that change in form, don't you?
Yeah, you do see that, but inevitably it's about the players and the moment, and you can set teams up, and we have a good understanding of the opposition's qualities, both individually and as a team. Of course, tactics can change from manager to manager, but the players have to make sure they make good decisions, and I've just said good players make good decisions, and the better decisions we make, of course, the better performance, and the better the performance, the more chance we've got of consistently winning games. And the decisions making has been very good in the last three games, and we have to make sure that's the same in this big home game.
Thanks, Lee.